Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are your biorhythms today?
Well, I'm feeling pretty crappy, if I must tell you. I mean, my emotional and intellectual are bottoming out today, and my physical is bottoming out in a couple of days from now. And it's like, have you ever walked through molasses?
Yes. Well, no, but I know what you mean.
Well, I haven't walked through molasses either, but I remember walking up to my waist in a lake kind of for half an hour, yeah, trying to cross something. And I tell you, that's what this feels like. It's like I'm dragging.
It was really funny when we talked before we started recording, and you said it's not a good day today, and of course we started late, and that was all my fault,
Never mind that, Scott. You absolutely upset me because you're late. I mean, it's not that I'm just seeing it as like a minor inconvenience. It's just downright, you know,
it's a catastrophe, right?
Well, it's not that, but I mean, I'm hating you for it, right?
And that's not like you don't normally feel that way, right?
Well, most of the time I just say, he's late, he must have a good reason for it. Maybe he's working on something for me.
Yeah,
but today it's like, what's he doing, jerk? You know, I'm sitting here waiting for him. We made a date.
Yeah. And of course, when we thought we were talking about biorhythms, and when we look at your biorhythm, there it is at the low, low, low end of the cycle. And yep. So I looked at mine, and mine are low too. I had my emotional, like today is your emotional low, and yep, mine was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And 2 days ago, I was fit to be tied. I was just in such a state, and of course, I hadn't looked at my biorhythm for a long time. And I noticed that my intellectual and wisdom biorhythms are both heading down.
So don't you be negotiating any important things,
well,
I tell you.
Well, and I'm making a bad decision, right? I mean, I could have called you at the appropriate time, but I was running around trying to do all these things and answering the phone when I shouldn't have and making bad decisions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That I normally wouldn't have made. Or maybe I would have, but.
Well, so, you know, for me, it's Wednesdays. I always have to watch Wednesdays because, you know, the emotional biorhythm runs on a 28-day cycle. So, you know, every 7 days you go through either a maximum or an inflection or a minimum or the other inflection. And so it's like I have to watch Wednesdays.
So for our listeners who may never have heard of biorhythms, Martin, can you give us a quick explanation?
I actually don't know why this is. I haven't studied enough about it. I only know that it's been statistically proved and that it's actually working like that. And it's not down to the minute, but it's definitely like that. And the issue is this. Your emotional biorhythm runs on a 28-day cycle, probably hitched to the moon somehow.
Right. And there's also an intellectual cycle, a physical cycle. Those are the three primary cycles. And then there's three secondary cycles.
Right.
Which would be the mastery, passion, and wisdom.
Right. So the physical is a shorter cycle that runs 23 days.
Oh, okay. So they don't run the same length. Well, I guess.
Uh-uh.
Oh,
no.
So things are always changing.
And that's right. And the intellectual runs a 33-day cycle. So these things are forever changing. So you could have a good week, a so-so week, a fantastic week, or a week from hell.
Right.
And I am having a week from hell.
Huh. And if, like I said a few days ago, I wasn't very happy either. And of course, that's when my emotional low kicked in. And of course, my physical was heading towards a low, and my intellectual was heading towards a low at the same time that I was in that low. So
now we gave ourselves a perfect excuse to produce a fairly miserable podcast, right?
That's right. Yeah, that was the funny thing you said. Well, you know, it's going to be a bad podcast because we're both in these lows. And what I think is quite funny is how in sync our rhythms are. They're actually quite close.
Yeah, that's just the luck of the draw with how we were born a few years apart.
Right, right. Huh.
Yeah.
So the emotional one is, this is the stability and positive energy of your psychic and outlook on life. So, and it'd be interesting, like, for our listeners to, we went to a website that was called www.facade.com/biorhythm, and it's free, and you can put in your birth date, and it'll show you what your biorhythm is. And I think it's very interesting if you check it when you have a particularly good day or a particularly emotional day, just to sort of see where your primary rhythms are. And of course, there's the emotional one, which is the stability and your emotions, outlook on life, and also your capacity to empathize with or build rapport with other people. So, you know, today would be a day for both of us where we would probably have a harder time creating rapport with other people than we would in, say, 2 weeks, which is when it would be at its height. The intellectual, this one tracks your verbal, mathematical, symbolic, and creative abilities, and also your capacity to apply reason and analysis to the world around you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, the way you would want to use this is before you're heading to some important business meeting out of town to negotiate something that your life's going to depend on in a significant way, you do want to know where you're at.
Absolutely. And the third one is the physical. This is, of course, your strength, your health, and just your raw physical vitality.
Right. So if you're going to go for a hike that's going to sort of strain you to your limits, you know, a bike ride beyond your ordinary capacity, you would definitely want to do it at a better cycle than the worst. Or else, at least you will be forewarned that, you know what, I'm not going to be at my best, so just give yourself a little slack.
That's right. Yeah, because oftentimes I'll go on a hike and I'll be going, oh man, this is so hard, I don't understand. And you know, I'm thinking, oh, it's like me, but it's just the rhythm of our bodies. And I think, you know, we have the tides, you know, coming in and coming out, and we have, you know, the seasons, and our lives have these rhythms in them. And it's interesting that people don't really talk about the rhythm of life that much and how things go up and go down, and I think that's a real important aspect of it.
You're right. I've actually studied this quite a bit because human market behavior is influenced very strongly by the three most significant celestial bodies, that being the position of the sun, the moon, and the earth, which is directly tied back to the tides tables.
Right. Right.
You probably know that the tides tables repeat exactly every 19 years plus 5 hours.
No.
Well, that's the case. And that's also the cycle for all of the market behaviors. Every 19 years, things repeat. And actually, every 19 years, there's this point of inflection where things can either jump up big time or crash big time. They don't have to, but it's usually only once every 19 years there's this big opening for massive changes.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. So that's where, you know, if you look back through history, you will find that these market shifts and big booms or big busts and all of that actually runs along in cyclical ways. And there are several guys who have studied it, and they get really confused by the fact that sometimes the tops flip for bottoms. And they think, oh, my theory doesn't work. But as soon as you introduce this inflection, you'll realize. Well, anyway, so the point is this. The shortest cycle that exists is 4 days. Every 4 days, patterns repeat. Mm. And because we have 7-day weeks, we don't get to see it, because the 4-day and the 7-day don't overlay terribly well.
Right.
Then the next cycle is 4 full moons. Again, that's four weeks, and that's the emotional cycles overlaid over that one.
Right.
And then the next one is 12 full moons, which again, that doesn't overlay much with anything in calendars. So, you know, in business cycles, we don't understand it because it's really only 48 weeks, not 52 or 53 as the year would have it.
Right, right.
So it keeps backing up through history. So if you hit a high in January, next year it's going to be sometime in December, and the year after it's sometime in November or something like that.
Right, right.
And then beyond that, there's a 500-year cycle.
Oh, and not too many of us live to see that one.
No, you have to study it backwards. But you can certainly expect that either there's going to be a huge upswing or the end of it. And that's actually what this Western European-based culture is experiencing. You know, the good times started with Renaissance back in about 1350s or something like that. And we're hitting the tail end of it.
Oh, interesting.
So either it's going to swing up and be like twice as good, or we're heading for much worse. I don't know. You know, 300 years from now, we'll be able to tell which it was.
That's right.
But anyway, the funniest thing was, of course, that all of this influences the prices of things, like price of gold or oil or corn or orange juice, you know. All of these things are running on these cycles that I just mentioned.
I was going to say there also are three secondary biorhythms.
Oh, that.
Yeah, well, I would just want to get back to the biorhythms because...
That's so boring. I want to talk about markets. Go ahead, Scott.
It's a health podcast. You've got to tune into our market podcast.
Oh, hey, you know what? Did you know? No, you need to hear this one.
Okay.
Did you know that the single biggest cause of health problems is poverty and financial problems?
No, I hadn't heard that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's the single biggest cause of health issues.
Totally see that, because I know how I feel when I have a full bank account, and I know how I feel when I have an empty bank account, and they're very different.
Yeah, and then when your bank account's empty long enough, you don't even have the money to go have your tooth fixed, and you have to just go into the garage and get a pair of pliers and pull it out yourself.
Ouch.
That kind of poverty. Whew. Anyway, so yeah, let's talk about these biorhythms for people who can afford an internet connection.
Or if they can't, you can go to a library or Blends. A lot of coffee shops have free internet connections.
Oh, right. Yes, for mere $2 or $3 for a cup of coffee, you can actually have free internet connection.
That's right. And there's a rhythm, eh? From 20-cent cup of coffee up to a $5 cup of coffee.
Right.
That's amazing.
Just the other day, I was watching a piece of news that said that 500 outlets of Starbucks is closing with layoffs of 12,000 people. Now, that's a significant pullback.
That is. So they're definitely on the downward swing in their physical rhythm.
Yeah, it's really a shame that I didn't get to them soon enough to tell them about these superfoods because, you know, juice bars are definitely... increasing in quantity.
Yes, there's lots of them popping up all over the place. And I've noticed in Starbucks that they have what they like to package as healthy juices.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, which is, you know, it's certainly better than a cup of coffee.
Yep.
Although, I have just not long ago seen on television, I think it was either CNN or something like that, one of these pundits was saying that... coffee is actually good for you. Two cups of coffee, a perfect source of antioxidants, and go for it. And I was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, if you isolate that aspect of it, not looking at everything else, that's true. But it's such an acidifier that, you know, it'll drag down everything else.
Right. Yeah, that's... I don't even want to go there with the coffee. Let's go back to the secondary biorhythms.
Go for it.
Okay, the first one that they talk about is the mastery, and this is a combination of the intellectual and physical cycles.
Yes.
And that's where you see about your ability to succeed at tasks and obtain what you desire. It also tracks athletic ability and the focus required to learn physical skills. So I thought that was very, very cool. And my mastery one is heading down. It hasn't quite... hit the bottom.
Right.
In a couple days it will. Although, what's interesting, Martin, is on the... Oh, yeah. Okay, so on some of these secondary ones, they won't always hit bottom because
it's a combination.
It's a combination. If one's going down and one's going up, then it won't quite. It could cancel part of it out.
Right.
The second secondary one was passion, and this is a combination of the physical and emotional cycles.
Mm-hmm.
So passion encompasses your motivation to act and the drive that allows you to continue a difficult pursuit. It also tracks sexuality in its purest form. And
mm-hmm.
I'm at the bottom.
So don't bother going to a honeymoon or a holiday feeling like that, because
no,
you just
that's right.
won't be into it.
No.
You know?
And
so also what you want to know is check your loved one's cycles, because you know, if you're interested and she's not, you know, what's the point of trying?
That's right. And if you look on the biorhythms, then at least you've got an inkling of which way it's going to go. Not to say that you should do everything 100% based on the biorhythms, because
no, but I mean, if you're planning, for instance, a holiday, right, where
yeah.
you're hoping to spend a whole bunch of intimate time and have some, you know, vigorous whatever, you know, feel up about things, then plan it in the cycle that's going to be good for all the parties involved.
Yeah. Well, my passion hits a peak in like 11 days.
Okay.
So watch out. not you, Martin, but someone else.
I hope you have someone in mind.
I do.
I'm looking at my cycles. I'll be doing pretty good a week from today.
Okay.
And even better 2 weeks from now. So I have planned to go and do a retreat with myself, where I'm going to plan the next 1 year of the business, because I need to have all of my faculties available to me then.
Right. Oh, good. The last one is wisdom, and this is a combination of the emotional and intellectual cycles.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about your understanding of the world, your role in it, and the things that are truly important to your life. It also tracks the presence of mind that you need to make crucial decisions. And as I had mentioned, I'm just at the bottom of my wisdom cycle, although it hasn't gone all the way to as far down as it could, like my mastery one will in a couple of days, but it's still at the bottom.
Okay. Well, mine has touched the bottom today. So I'm proud to say that anything I'm saying is completely lacking wisdom.
What is funny about it is we just happen to be in sync right now, and we're both of us right near the bottom on most of our
No, rhythms. we will always be in sync, you see?
We will always be in sync.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we make good business partners. Our highs are together and our lows are together. We just need someone to balance it out, to call it out, because when we're bad, we're really, really bad.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And yeah, and you know, it's an interesting thing to, like, I wonder how many people that are in relationship, whether it's business, you know, or family type relationships, if they looked at these things, would say, oh, this is why we have some of these conflicts that we have, or, you know, because someone say whose, you know, mental rhythm is like in intellectual is really, really high, when the other one is really, really low, and vice versa, they're going to be thinking, you know, why is this person such an idiot, right? They're
yes.
doing all these things, and of course it's not. And then the other person will be thinking that of them, because they're so out of sync, right?
Right. Well, anyway, so it helps to at least look back at it if you've had a difficult time, and it's definitely useful to look at it before you're going to do anything important.
Right.
You know, like a week of travel or whatever. And you know, things like that. If you're planning an important period, take a look at your biorhythms. It's worth it.
Yeah, it really is.
By the way, most people don't know how to spell biorhythms. That's spelled B-I-O-R-H-Y-T-H-M-S.
Yeah, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm constantly spelling it wrong.
Well, you're spelling it. But since my wisdom is low, I need to shut up.
All right. So anything new happening at the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin, that we should share with our listeners? Some success stories from some of your customers, our customers, or...
That's coming all the time, you know. Well, I'm glad you asked about what's new at the business. Just recently, I got an email from a fellow. He's actually an Australian living in Germany. And I've had lengthy interaction, years. And here's what he wrote. In the last few years, before I started using platinum plus amino acids, the discs in my back became so weak and fragile that I damaged them with movements as simple as walking. My brain was also dreadful. It appeared to be working at one quarter of normal speed.
Wow.
I could hardly remember anything, and it was difficult to even speak. I couldn't find the words, and my tongue felt like it didn't want to move. Now, those are symptoms of brain fog, or at least people call it brain fog, and that's related to the dysfunction caused by heavy metal toxicity in the body. Anyway, here he continues. 3 days after taking Platinum Plus, my brain returned to normal. The improvement was dramatic. After 5 weeks, my back pain had reduced by 40%. I stopped deteriorating and my disc stabilized. Now,
wow.
is that pretty good or what?
That is awesome.
So, you know, and this is pretty much true for anybody who's suffering with the syndrome that's caused by the genetic, about 25% of the population does have this problem. If you get metal toxicity, your body will not detox it and you will get in trouble. This guy has it in an extreme fashion, but
right.
There it is. And the aminos, they clearly make up for the problem. You know, it's just like night and day. I've had this one lady, she's in her 70s, and she has been buying these amino acids and taking them, and she ran out. She ran out and she called me and she says, "Martin, I ran out 3 days ago. How quickly can you get me a bottle of this? I don't care what the shipping costs." And I'm saying, "What's up?" And she says, "Well, you know, all of the aches came back. I didn't know that I was free of them until they all came back. Now I remember how I used to feel before when I didn't have these aminos. I want them back."
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that it's our biggest seller, too, you know, because that stuff works. Just works. Good enough news for somebody who wants to fix their pain cycle?
I think so. Look at your rhythms and then fix your pain cycles, and life will be wonderful.
Or at least tolerable.
So if somebody wanted to find out more about the amino acids or talk to you about some of their issues, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, we have the website life-enthusiast.com, and our 15 top sellers are right there in the left column on the website on the top of the page. And if they want to discuss details, the company number is 1-866-543-3388. And the phone number that rings on my desk is 775-299-4661. And more of these podcasts, lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com.
Awesome. So you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Thank you for listening.